We are joined in the media center by your Funny Car number one qualifier, Matt Hagan. Matt ran a time of 3.872 at 333.58 miles per hour to put you number one. Matt, talk about the consistency of your team. You're coming off of two wins this past two weekends. You're number one going into Pomona. How do you feel?
Oh, obviously, there's a lot of confidence there. Dickie Venables, Mike Knutson, Alex Conway, those guys have been really turning the corner. We've had a great race car for a while, but it's just now kind of like getting to shine, you know what I mean? So, you know, coming to Pomona like that, number one is huge, you know what I mean? It just sets us up in a, you know, I mean, it's really kind of tough, though. I mean, because you face that 8-9 car, and they're always a good car, and sometimes it's almost better to be 2 or 3, you know what I mean, the way we've won and different things like that than coming off of number one. But at the end of the day, the cars fall where they fall, and we got a great race car. I'm feeling really good about all the decisions they're making up in the lounge and how it's, you know, kind of laying out on the racetrack. So can't really ask for too much more. I'm excited. I mean, I'm hungry for it. We all live to be in these positions to have the opportunity to win world championships. And, you know, and if it falls our way, it falls our way. We're not going to go up there and do nothing stupid. We're just going to race our race car, stay in our lane, and do what we do, do what we have been doing to get here.
You talked last night that you've been in Robert's position, been number one, and people chasing you. Right now, you're chasing him. Which is easier?
You know, I don't know. I think, obviously, I feel no pressure right now. I mean, it's one of those things that's his to lose. You know, he's leading, and, you know, he's got to keep that lead. And I know we put like a round on John in qualifying. So, you know, I think when it ends up today, I think we'll be in second. We're rolling into tomorrow. But it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, that's why you race them on Sunday. It's one of those things where if we knew the ones we'd win at, there's only ones I'd show up. The rest of the time I'd be farming somewhere doing something else, you know. But I'm excited about it. I feel really confident in our guys. And, you know, I know that they're going to do their job and touch their parts and pieces and put a great race car underneath me. And I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to drive my ass off and see what happens. That's all we can do.
Questions?
Is Dickie working on a race day tune-up today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I asked him, I said, hey, we're going to go for some more qualifying points today. And he said, no, not at all. He said, we made sure we did what we needed to yesterday and make sure Robert couldn't put 60 on us to put another round on us. And then after that, he was just kind of wanting to back everything down and really trying to figure out where the racetrack was going to be and where he could push and where he's going to be at. And we went that, you know, I guess that first lap out there today was, you know, it was real safe. It looked real conservative, just real raceable, real nice. And, you know, I'm proud to see him do that. You know, he's a smart racer. And that's the reason we've won so many races together as a team, is that he races the racetrack and he doesn't just go out there with an ego going like, I got to lay down number one. And if it smokes the tires, it smokes the tires. You know what I mean? He really, you know, like, we'll talk sometimes and he'll come in the trailer and he's like, look, kid, if you can give me 200 on the tree, and then I'll give you, you know, a race car that will win the race, you know? So, you know, just having that communication and trust in each other is pretty huge. And I love that he's a racer at heart and he's just not out here stroking his ego, trying to throw down all the time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.